From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. New so-called right-to-work legislation is on the way to becoming law in Michigan. It would no longer allow contracts that require union dues as a condition of employment. Michigan has one of the highest concentrations of unionized workers in the country, many of them in the state's all-important car industry. The law is seen as a blow to the heart of the labor movement. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on what it could mean for automakers and the many companies that depend on them.
In the last few years, battles between organized labor and Republican-dominated state houses raged across the Midwest. In Michigan, Republican Governor Rick Snyder avoided conflict, especially with one of the state's most powerful unions, the United Auto Workers. Well, until yesterday.
We did the analysis and research just like we do on every other issue, make a decision and move on. And I've made a decision. I believe freedom of choice for workers is an important topic. Let's get it done now.
To general surprise, Snyder reversed his position on right-to-work legislation, and after years of saying it wasn't on his agenda, the governor said he'd signed bills that are racing their way through the lame duck session of Michigan's State House. The move has drawn the rage of labor in the state. Bob King, the head of the UAW, says if the governor wasn't itching for a fight before, he's got one now.
I think the governor received tremendous pressure from wealthy right-wingers in Michigan, and he succumbed to that pressure.
Actually, labor may have started the fight by pushing for a ballot measure that would have enshrined collective bargaining in the state's constitution. That failed, and that emboldened Republican lawmakers.
This is the opening shot in a long battle that will wage in Michigan. And this has energized and focused the entire union movement in Michigan on this.
Kristen Dietrich is with the Center for Automotive Research. She says auto manufacturers will often move to right-to-work states. That is, they may move to a right-to-work state where the laws are in place and stable.
We have passed right-to-work, but there's going to be a big fight, and the courts will be involved, and there will be, you know, new legislators elected. And, you know, we don't know for certain that right-to-work is the law of the land from here on forth.
Dietrich says this won't have a big impact on the big three. They all have plants in right-to-work states already. Here's the thing. All the Detroit automakers say they're either neutral or don't have a position on the law. Dale Bellman is a professor of labor relations at Michigan State University. He says auto executives have not exactly been clamoring for right-to-work legislation, especially after winning so many labor concessions around the economic downturn.
If you're headed in the right direction, the last thing you need is someone doing something that diverts your energy from that.
Bellman says the legislation probably won't affect the big three, where union membership is very, very strong, at least not immediately. Where it could have an effect is with suppliers, where the union membership is weaker and conflicts could erupt between workers.
And that might affect the ability of that parts supplier to supply parts on a regular basis the way they're supposed to. I think the big three aren't just concerned with their immediate workforce. It's how it affects their whole supply chain.
Bellman and other experts say after years of stabilizing and fixing their known problems, automakers are bracing for the unknown. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.